doctor. They'll be all right.
All right. Now tell me what happened here.
We were helping Matteo with his experiment.
What equipment were you using?
The transmitter.
Victor, check it out.
I warned him. I warned him repeatedly.
You had no right to interfere. You could have killed him with what you did.
Look, I will not tolerate these experiments. You're not in my department.
I want to know exactly what happened here.
Commander, I told Matteo his experiments were dangerous.
Dangerous? How?
But look what happened to him.
Something did happen. He went into some sort of trance.
You see what I mean, Commander? Now, I did warn him.
Warren, please. What kind of a trance?
It was all quite scientific.
Yes, Paul?
Momentary drop in temperature recorded in all alpha sections.
Have you traced the source?
We've no idea what caused it. All we know is it originated in the section you're in.
John?
I want the four of you to fill out full reports right away.
Yes, Commander.
There's nothing wrong with that equipment. In fact, there's no equipment here that could have caused that drop in temperature.
Something caused it, Victor. And it started here. How long have I been out?
Not long. Do you remember what happened?
Let's say Matteo believes we have an innate affinity with planets.
No.
Even the possibility of communicating with them.
Oh, yes. His works based on sound scientific principles. Of course, both human beings and plants have nervous systems. We both respond to pain, hunger, even happiness.
So let's say he's convinced that certain wave patterns in the human brain correspond precisely with wave patterns plants send out.
Yeah, and what Matteo was trying to do in tonight's experiment was to tap those human wave patterns at source, boost them by using the combined mental powers of his friends, project them, and then measure the results. All leading to the ultimate goal of communication between human beings and plants.
So what went wrong? Could that experiment have caused what happened on Alpha?
I can't see how.
Victor? That computer didn't imagine that drop in temperature.
This was the first time I used the mental resources of other people. And I felt the difference immediately. A feeling that something unusual would happen. Our concentration deepened. I was aware of a new feeling. A coldness seemed to grow inside my mind, my body. With it came fear. A part of my mind struggled. Wanted, tried to resist. Then pain, burning, intense pain, and nothing.
You're probing into areas of the mind we know very little about. Of course, that's what makes it so fascinating.
We need a new way, Doctor, a new direction. And I'm convinced we are on the right track.
You should be careful then. You seem to be particularly susceptible to psychic phenomenon and sometimes... Oh, oh. Laura, I'm sorry.
How is he?
Oh, he'll be fine. I will keep him in the medical center tonight. Needs a good night's sleep.
Hi.
Hi yourself. Matteo, Warren's going to stop your experiments.
Warren. He doesn't even understand what I'm trying to do.
He thinks it's too dangerous to continue.
It is. To him. If it succeeds, he'll be as much use around here as a gardener.
I think you should stop them too.
That's ridiculous.
I'm serious. I was there. I saw. I felt what happened.
I thought you at least understood.
I'm scared, Matthew.
Well, we've checked. There's been no reoccurrence anywhere in Alpha. Whatever happened was sudden and swift.
Connor, computer cannot trace the source of the disturbance. It tells us everything else except that.
I will not give up my work. Not now. Not for anybody.
Not for anybody. For yourself. Why are you so stubborn?
If you won't help me, I'll do it alone.
Time for your nightcap.
We could all do with a good night's sleep.
Just relax. Okay, now. Sleep well.
Good night.
Mateo, is that you? Mateo?
Mateo's still under sedation.
We searched the whole section, Commander. There's no one in here.
All right, stand down. I'll give you a few minutes.
Sure.
Nurse?
Sure of anything anymore. Oh, wait a minute. I am sure about what I felt and what I think I saw. Mateo was telling me certain things that happened to him during his experiment. Feelings of coldness and dread. That's precisely what happened to me just before I saw that.
Now, what are you saying? That it was some kind of psychic experience?
All I know is what I felt and what I saw.
Well, did you check on it?
Yes, Commander.
Computer recorded a definite temperature drop in the medical area, identical to the first. And still no reason why.
Something else, John. The scan equipment picked up a strong wave pattern in the medical area.
The same pattern our friend Matteo uses, and very strong.
Warren, I'm putting a temporary stop to Dr. Matteo's work.
A very wise decision, Commander.
What are you doing?
This experiment is now finished. There's more important work for Matteo to do. For all of you to do.
Leave it, I'll do it.
Huh?
Don't worry. I said I'll do it.
All right. Connell, I want a round-the-clock check on temperature levels. Any sign of a drop, inform me immediately.
Commander? What are we looking for?
I wish I knew.
I'm not going to let them do this.
It's just for the time being.
I've heard that before, too. Look, Doctor. We are living out here in space, living on borrowed time. If any one of our essential support systems fail, maybe we survive. But if our food chain goes, we are finished. My work is important because I know it can increase the margin of survival.
Matteo, it was Commander Koenig's decision.
Yes, with a big push from Warren. Well, we'll see.
Matteo.
I don't want you in my department.
I'll kill you if you say another word.
Matteo!
You thought that you were a witness?
Matteo!
Commander, temperature drop registering. Source unidentified. Hydroponic unit.
Alan.
Warren. Who's that? Who are you? Who is it?
Commander, I wasn't even in here when he died. It's true, I couldn't stand the man, but killed.
Matteo, no one is accusing you. But you did quarrel with a man, and minutes later he was dead. You excuse us. Please. Three times, we experienced temperature drops. Each time, something strange happened. First, you had some kind of a mental attack. Then Dr. Russell is terrorized by an Alphan who doesn't exist. And now, this. And damn it, nothing like this ever happened in Alpha before your experiment.
Yes, I know.
Matteo, do you know we've recorded the wave pattern you used in your experiment?
That's impossible. Your equipment cannot record that wave pattern. It's so slight, it hardly exists.
We did. It was recorded each time the temperature dropped. Including this time when Warren died.
And how do you record psychic energy? A very rare and very powerful source of psychic energy.
Psychic energy.
Because that's what we've got, John. Right here on Alpha.
Totally shattered spinal column.
I've never seen anything like it.
Fear generated to an unimaginable intensity.
Hello, ma'am.
You're positive no person could have caused this. A blow of some kind.
No blow could have caused this, John.
Paul, command conference.
You want us to believe that Alpha is being terrorized by some kind of psychic being? A spook?
Call it what you like, Alan. What it adds up to is a destructive force that has killed and may do so again.
Commander, most of us here are scientists, rational human beings.
And we believe in the laws of cause and effect. Now, what happened to Warren was an effect. But can we really accept that the cause was supernatural?
Yes, but Paul, we all know that human beings use no more than about 18% of their actual brain potential. Now, what happens in that other 82% is anybody's guess.
So you reject the idea that these events have a supernatural origin?
Ah, supernatural, yes. Paranormal. No.
What we're talking about is a wave pattern that's created by electrical activity and originates in the most primitive, least understood area of the human brain. Now, we do know that people that have psychic powers possess this wave pattern in greater strength than others, and that something happened in Matteo's experiment which boosted this wave pattern to a previously unknown intensity.
Doesn't matter what it is or where it came from. The important thing is that it is here, amongst us.
It is obeying orders.
I know what I'm doing.
I'll tell you what you're doing. You're destroying everything you've ever worked for.
You don't understand.
Warren was right. Your experiment is too dangerous, and you have got to stop it right now.
Listen to me.
No!
Listen to me! Carefully, Laura. It's possible something did happen in here. If Bergman did record that wave pattern, then we are on the verge of some tremendous breakthrough. How it happened, I don't know. But don't you see I must pursue it?
All I see is that I'm frightened.
Well, don't be frightened. I must try to recreate what happened, to locate and identify this force, if it exists. Don't you see?
No.
But it's the only way we can understand what's happening here. Give it to me.
No.
Give it to me.
No. No! Okay, then I shall have to tell Commander Koenig.
It's a totally esoteric supposition.
Hold it! Hold it! We're not getting anywhere. Now, the simple fact is...
Commander, hydroponic unit, temperature drop.
She died the same way as Warren.
It's my fault. It's my fault. I wouldn't listen. Now she's dead, and I did it. Do you hear?
Matteo.
This thing on Alpha is my fault. It is my fault. I raised it.
It's not a question of whose.
It's here now. In this place. It's waiting. Us all.
Matteo. Matteo. Come with me. Come on. Come on.
her since the experiment. I've known. I've sensed this thing. A presence. I tried to convince myself I was mistaken. That I imagined it. But no. It is with me everywhere I go. Watching. Waiting for something. You know, I threatened to kill Warren.
You are not responsible for Warren's death.
But he died only minutes after I threatened him. And Laura.
Just take it easy. It's all right. Just take it easy.
She was going to tell the commander I was trying to recreate the experiment. I tried to stop her. She wouldn't listen. A few minutes later, she was dead.
This force has some bizarre connection with Mateo. But he understands it. It's seizing on the destructive urges within him and carrying them out.
What do you think?
John, I've seen this being. I believe it. Mateo wants to recreate the experiment to try to bring it out into the open.
Could be dangerous.
Let him, John.
Let him recreate the experiment. Victor, my concerns are with the safety of Alpha.
Yeah, but we can't fight this thing unless we know what it is.
I say let him. And give him all the help we can.
Everybody put it on their right wrist. I've told you what to do. Please follow my instructions and do not break the circle. Concentrate. Thank you.
John. That's it. That's what I saw.
Don't make a circle.
Mateo, I was once who you say.
What do you want from us?
Mateo lives. He is one of us. You have no existence here.
You took my existence from me. Your legacy.
Witness the result of your actions.
Your presence here is an accident.
No accident. I have returned. My being cries out for vengeance, for the collective act which destroyed my existence.
He's in deep shock. Of course, he's under heavy sedation. What I'm concerned about is what happens when it wears off. When full awareness returns.
Whether we believe in the occult or not, there is a tradition in our culture of ghosts, spirits, some force which continues to work after death, coming back in search of revenge or justice or whatever. But this thing that Mateo has summoned up is coming back to avenge a terrible death. Its own death, which has not happened yet.
Right now, it draws its existence from Mateo and is capable of carrying out his aggressive urges.
Yeah.
The present danger is restricted to just that. But what if it gets stronger and starts acting independently against us?
Well, aren't we getting ahead of ourselves? I mean, surely the present problem is just keeping quiet, keeping sedated until we find some way of dealing with it.
No.
No, Victor. Sedation will not keep his unconscious from operating. Helena's experience occurred while he was already under sedation.
Yeah.
So, how do we deal with it? How?
Of course, there is the traditional way of dealing with demons and spirits and such.
You mean bell, book, and candle? Exorcism?
Yes. That and the use of occult symbols like the pentagram is one way. But no, what I've got in mind is an extension of those techniques. Now, this being has power. It has energy. And we know where that energy originates. It has a structure. So what we've got to do is to determine what that structure is, and then maybe, just maybe, we can deal with it.
Messagery. That will bring out the most violent, aggressive responses.
Exactly. And that's just why we have to try it. Helena, if we can summon this creature at a time and place of our own choosing, we might just be able to contain it.
Well, it should work, but it could destroy him.
Yeah, I know. That has to be my responsibility. Paul, withdraw all personnel from Alpha Section 5 and restrict access to everyone except Dr. Russell, Professor Bergman, Dr. Matthias, and myself.
Is he ready?
Bob.
The area within those four terminals is lethal. So whatever happens, nobody go in there. Ready.
Those straps don't hold him. He'll harm himself.
Helena, we've got to go through with it.
because you're here. Let me go! You will pay for this! All of you! Let me out! I'll kill you, Kayuk!
You mustn't blame yourself, John.
Every death on this base is personal to me, Helena. But Mateo, I feel his just that little bit more.
Mateo was burned in precisely the same way as the spirit we saw. It was inevitable that he would die like that. It was preordained. He was beyond our kind of help.
I just can't get it out of my mind. I mean, life after death. Maybe, maybe not. But to be haunted by your own ghost, even before you die, what's that all about?
Life and death, still the big questions. The greatest mysteries.